and hurled a pen. "Get him out of here," he barked. "What's the little devil doing here this time of night, anyway?" Vimes turned his head. There was a skinny, wizened-looking man, standing in the doorway, bearded and as bald as a baby. He was grinning stupidly and holding a broom.
"He's cheap, sir, and it's best if he comes in when it's quiet,"
Snouty murmured, grabbing the little man by a stick-thin elbow.
"Come on, out you get, Mr. Lousy."
So now the crossbow wasn't pointing at Vimes, and he had several pounds of metal on his wrists, or, to put it another way, his arms were a hammer. He went to stand up. Vimes woke up and stared at the ceiling. There was a deep rumbling somewhere nearby. Treadmill? Watermill? It was going to be a corny line, but some things you had to know. "Where am I?" he said, and then he added, "This time."
"Well done," said a voice somewhere behind him. "Consciousness to sarcasm in 5 seconds."
The room was large by the feel of the air, and the play of light on the walls suggested there were candles alight behind Vimes. The voice said,
"I'd like you to think of me as a friend."
"A friend? Why?" said Vimes. There was a smell of cigarette smoke in the air.
"Everyone ought to have a friend," said the voice. "Ah, I see you've noticed you're still handcuffed."
The voice said this because in one movement Vimes had swung himself off the table and plunged forward. Vimes woke up and stared at the ceiling. There was a deep rumbling somewhere nearby. Treadmill? Watermill? Then his thoughts knotted themselves most unpleasantly.
"What," he said, "just happened?"
"I just thought you might like to try that again, lad," said the invisible friend. "We have little tricks here, as you will learn. Just sit up. I know you've been through a lot, but we don't have time for messing about. This is sooner than I'd like, but I thought I'd better get you out of there before it went really runny, Mr. Vimes."
Vimes froze.
"Who are you?" he said. "It's Lutze, officially, Mr. Vimes, but you can call me Sweeper, since we're friends."
Vimes sat up carefully and looked around. The shadowy walls were covered with writing. It must be writing, he thought, but the Hubland type of writing, which is only one step away from being little pictures. The candle was standing in a saucer. Somewhere behind it, just visible in the shadows, were two cylinders, each as wide as a man and twice as long, set in massive horizontal bearings, one above the other. Both were turning slowly, and both gave the impression of being a lot bigger than their mere dimensions suggested. Their rumble filled the room. There was a strange violet haze around them. Two yellow-robed figures tended the cylinders, but Vimes's eye was drawn to the skinny little bald man sitting on an upturned crate by the candle. He was smoking a foul roll-up of the sort favoured by Nobby, and looked like a foreign monk. In fact, he looked exactly the kind Vimes occasionally saw with begging bowls in the street.
"You're looking fit, Mr. Vimes," said Sweeper.
"You were in the watch-house, right?" said Vimes. "Snouty called you Lousy."
Yes, Mr. Vimes, let's say. I've been sweeping up there every night for the past 10 years, all for 2 pence and all the kicks I can't dodge, just waiting for you."
"And you told Rosie Palm where I'd gone, too. You were the monk on the bridge."
"Right again. Couldn't be sure she'd catch up."
"How do you know who I am?"
"Don't get excited, Mr. Vimes," said Sweeper calmly. "I'm here to help you, Your Grace. And I'm your friend because right now I'm the only person in the world who will probably believe anything you tell me about, thunderstorms and falls, that sort of thing. At least," he added, "the only sane person."
He watched Vimes as the man sat quite still for half a minute.
"Good, Mr. Vimes," said Sweeper. "Thinking. I like that in a man."
"This is magic, right?" said Vimes at last.
"Something like that, yes," said Sweeper. "For instance, just now we moved you back in time, just a few seconds, just so you wouldn't do anything you'd regret. Can't say I blame you for wanting to have a go at someone after all you've been through, but we don't want any harm to come to you, do we?"
"Ha! I almost had my hands round your throat."
Sweeper smiled. It was a disarmingly little smile.
"Smoke?"
he said. He fumbled